Many car enthusiasts are drawn to vehicles for their speed. They'll pour time and money into their cars, upgrading them all to make them run as fast as possible. But for one local man here in Atlanta, his love of cars has little to do with their horsepower. In fact, the ones he collects barely make it past 20 miles an hour. And that's because his vehicles are around 100 years old, dating back to the earliest years of motoring.
This is the 1886 Benz.
The one distinguishing feature between a modern car and a very old car is that a modern car, essentially, we steer. We don't drive them. We just point them in the direction where we want to go, and the computers do the rest for us. An old car, you have to drive. You have to start them properly. You have to make sure that the timing of the ignition is exactly right. And while you drive the car, you have to constantly adjust to the engine speed and the terrain you're driving on to achieve maximum power. My name is Danny Suskin. I live in Sandy Springs in Georgia. I collect and restore old cars for personal use. We have a collection of cars starting as early as 1886, stretching through the early 1900s, and all the way up through the late 1950s.
This is the 1902 Delahaye. So this is a single cylinder, 9 horsepower car. As you'll notice, it's an all brass car. The petrol tank is copper, seat directly in front of the driver's knees. And we'll take that one for a little drive, if she behaves. They're a little bit temperamental. They have personalities of their own, which is really the real joy in these cars. Each one of them is a very unique machine. No two are alike, even if they're the same year, same manufacturer. They behave very differently. So I'm turning the handle rather slowly. That's hopefully going to bring some petrol into the engine. Then I'm going to turn it a little bit speedier. Then when it catches, I'm going to move out the way. There we go. Very good, it's behaving well. Speeding the car up a little bit. So this car's ready to go for a drive. Would you like to have a drive? Okay, so we put the car into low gear. Gonna advance the engine a little bit to give us a bit more power. And off we go.
These cars have lived 115 years, 110 years, 100 years, whichever car it is. And so much has happened during the lifetime of this car. We've been through several world wars, we've been through many other things, and these cars have seen it all, and they've met some of the characters. I just look at these cars and imagine the people who've sat in them, and that to me is just absolutely thrilling.
So you can hear the car slowing down as we're climbing this hill, but we'll speed up again. We'll get up the hill without having to walk. She's a speedy car.
Danny Suskin telling us why he collects and restores vintage automobiles. If you'd like to see some cars from the turn of the century, photos await you now at wabe.org/citycafe. Thanks to WABE producer Stephanie Stokes for bringing us this story.